got it made. Always looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it. A spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday. Yeah. They don't want them a good man.
There he is.
Good afternoon.
Our man in Amsterdam.
How
Connie.
We need
how
to.
Doing?
I gotta get some theme music like Hulk Hogan. Dun, 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 dun.
Rocky.
I'm doing okay, Chris. How are you doing?
Snowed in Ontario. It's just been wild, like
Oh,
wild.
yeah.
Like I don't know, 3 or 4 feet of snow in about 4 days. So it's yeah, the
That's
back is
insane.
yeah, it's a lot of people out. Like it was a real like Canadiana scene yesterday. Literally like no cars on the road, people like just shoveling everywhere, snow blowers going, and
Yeah, and today we did, no one even got a snow day today because it's family day, so it's already a
family day.
holiday.
It's family
But
day.
no, today down here, it's just been, it's like cement. I can't describe it any other way. We had to take the ice, crack it all open, and every time you threw it, which was like really hard to do, everything would slide back down. Like it was just a nightmare. It was just a nightmare. And I feed the birds. And I have two pet squirrels in my shed, and
Yeah.
I feed them. And every morning we get doves, and every night we get doves, like 20 doves appear, and I feed them.
Yeah.
And then we have
Yeah,
chickadees all day, and the food was frozen. They couldn't get to it. I felt terrible. But
that.
anyway, everything's cleaned up and done, but my back is just shot, just
Oh
shot.
boy.
Yeah.
You're gonna need the heating pad and some A535 and some good stuff like that,
Yeah, I told as
eh?
soon as the podcast is over, that's what we're heading for.
Oh yeah.
I'm an old man.
It's not as easy. I mean, I told you before that you couldn't. I mean, you could shovel. We have a pretty good sized driveway. We blew a belt on our snow blower yesterday, which turned into a big thing. And then my neighbor Dave, shout out to Dave, lend me
Another
his
day.
electric snow blower, which saved us a lot of time.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's what
Is.
being Canadian's all about.
It's nice to live in a small town where you can go and talk to your neighbor and he lends you a snow blower, right?
Yeah, that's a good neighbor. That's a good neighbor. An even better neighbor would have snowblowed it for you. But anyway, lending the snowblower is good. We so yeah, so it's family day here in Canada, which having a 3-day weekend is awesome.
Amazing.
A
Always
good
good.
weekend. I haven't done too much, but we watched the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live. We really enjoyed that. That was fun.
Okay.
And
Who
we
was on it? There was a lot of people.
everybody, name it.
Yeah, right.
They were
Yeah.
all on it. And it was funny, funny, funny. And we've made a tradition that we've really been holding to that every Saturday night we watch a movie. And not a
Okay.
TV show. We make homemade popcorn with special European butter. And we watch a movie. And as you've been in my house, I got that little sort of half-ass home theater.
It's not
And
half-assed. It's like a whole wall. It's pretty awesome.
yeah, it's pretty good. And this week we watched a movie called The Gorge, and it was a little scary, which I
Oh yeah, I saw it
watched.
on
It
Apple
was
TV.
really good movie. Really
Is
good.
it?
Oh
Okay,
yeah.
cool.
Like the people in it, Miles Teller and Anya Taylor-Joy.
Fun.
And my goodness, it was fun. It was fun. We had a good week.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was
Tell
good.
me more about this European butter that you speak of.
Well, I was listening to a podcast one day, and I think it was How Did This Get Made, or it doesn't matter. And they were talking about Irish butter and how they made their popcorn with Irish butter and how it made such a big difference. And I was like, what are they talking about? So I looked into this Irish butter. I remember the brand. No, it was David Spade, I think, talking about it. It doesn't make any difference. I'm rambling. Anyway. I looked into Irish butter and it's like $24 a pound or something, and you got to order it. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. But I looked at the grocery store and they have European butter and it's like $7 or $8 for like half a pound. It's not cheap, but it's not $24. And it's basically the same thing. And I think it's the way they feed the cows and the way it's processed. And it is awesome. And we put
Yummy.
that on. Shonda makes popcorn on the stove, and then we put that on it, and it is delicious. My
I put
goodness.
that shit on everything.
Exactly. Yep. I don't even, I won't waste it on toast or anything like that. We mostly just use it on popcorn. I think it would be good on like fresh biscuits or something too, but
That sounds good.
so that's our little tradition. And we, and I find I re it's really made a difference in my life, believe it or not, this Saturday night thing, because it's like something I know that I know is going to happen. We used to be big moviegoers. I won't go out to movies anymore for various reasons, but this
Yeah.
is like, I know that at 7 o'clock on Saturday night that I'm going to be sitting beside my wife with some popcorn, watching a good movie. And it's been really good. And this week was great. And I'm always the same with scary movies. I'm always like, oh no, we'll give, I'm fine. This will be good. And I got my electric blanket over my head, and I'm like,
You're hilarious. Oh
tell
my
me
God. Well, you know
when this
what?
part's over.
Well, other than the scary part, that watching the movies, that sounds very therapeutic.
It is.
You
It is.
see where I'm going there, though? Do you
Yes.
see how I'm
That
taking
was a
that?
great segue,
That's
because
it.
today we are talking about therapy.
We are. We're
For
gonna talk.
various reasons, we're talking about that today.
Yeah.
It's funny, it's been brought up because I listened to a very famous podcast called The Jordan Harbinger Show. And he
Yeah.
does three podcasts a week. He does one called Skeptical Sunday, where he talks about a subject, and then once a week he interviews somebody very famous. The week, a couple of weeks ago, it was Shaquille O'Neal, or it's a president, or whoever. He knows everybody famous. And then on
Yeah.
Fridays he does a show called Feedback Friday, and three or four people write a letter in, and he responds, him and his partner Gabe. And I really enjoy the podcast. I've listened to it for a couple of years. So I wrote a letter in about my life and about a particular question, and sure enough, they read my letter on air. And then what they do is, it's anonymous, but they respond to it as like, Gabe reads it, and then they slowly respond to what you're saying and what you, and it really, I appreciated it. It was neat to be on, but it hit home. Like, it really, they did a really good job answering it, and it made me think of things a few different ways. And
It did,
part of
yeah.
what they said was, one of the things I said was, I tried therapy for a while and it didn't work out. And they said, they both kind of picked up on that cue and said, well, yeah, it didn't work out, but did you give up on therapy, or did therapy give up on you? Like, it was kind of
Yeah, yeah. You
like,
said something
therapy
else. It
for
didn't
that.
land, or it didn't land, or something. I forget
Yeah.
how you put it, but
Yeah.
yeah.
But the way they really got me thinking, no, I've got to give therapy another shot. And I do.
Yeah.
I do. I'm
Yeah.
going back to therapy. I had good luck with one therapist, and then it kind of ended badly. Not, it just kind of ended for a couple reasons. And I've got to find a new, because you know what? I actually had another therapist a couple years ago in Moncton, and she, it was not long after my addiction ended, and she pretty much saved my life. She was unbelievable. And then she got another different job, and I lost her. But I've got to find a new therapist. So that's all there is
Yeah.
to it. I need a therapist. I need someone to help me, just organize my thoughts, and just kind of get my feelings and emotions straight, and how I think about things. And I think I need, some people can go to therapy for like 6 weeks and they're done. I think I need continuous ongoing therapy, because I tend to get in a good spot and then I veer off. I kind of need someone to help me stay on the straight and narrow.
I'm
Now I'm
gonna
going
do
to say
the
something. Yeah,
I'm gonna do the de
yeah.
definition before we get too far down the road
I
here.
just want to, I just, I thought, okay, I can better stop
Oh no. Well, it
this.
was important for you to definitely mention the Jordan Harbinger show, and that was where the topic came up because I listened to it, of course, too. I'm sure I know that a few people that you know listen to it, and they called you up. They called you out because you basically said, oh, therapy didn't work out for you, and you made it out like therapy was in the wrong or whatever, but it was like,
Right.
no, Sean, hold on.
Yeah.
Because I know that I've talked to you about therapy. You've told me about some of your experiences, and anyway, I'll do the definition. The
Yes, please.
definition is quite simply a treatment intended to relieve or heal a disorder.
Read that again for me, please.
A treatment intended to relieve or heal a disorder.
Wow.
Yeah. And
So
the
that's
work,
any kind of therapy, right? Because there's different kinds. There's physical therapy and
of
there's mental.
course, yeah, there's a lot of things you can drill down on. Therapia is a Greek word which means healing.
Interesting.
Yeah,
Interesting. But
yeah, because there's,
we're talking about like mental health therapy.
yeah, there's sports therapy, there's all kinds of therapy, of course, but you know, there's another definition that I read, and it's a treatment that helps someone feel better or grow stronger, as et cetera, especially after an illness, right? Because again, there's all kinds of different therapy. And another one, psychotherapy, which is also called talk therapy, refers to a variety of treatments that aim to help a person identify and change troubling emotions, thoughts, and behaviors. And I think that's really what we're talking about today.
Yes.
You know, more psychotherapy or Freudian therapy. There's a lot of different variations to therapy. But I think, you know, as the chivalrous guys, we talk about things that I think are relevant. We talk about things that are, you know, that could be helpful for, that have been helpful for us, and that could be helpful for people that listen to us. I think that you and I both realize that the benefits of therapy are immeasurable. I mean,
Yes.
you know, we all have stuff that we've grown up with, stuff that's happened to us, traumas that have caused us to do certain things. For you and I, some of it was addiction and different things. And it's stuff that you may be able to slowly identify. You may be able to identify it quickly, actually, I don't know, but it's stuff that it's really hard to overcome on your own. You can't just identify that you have traumas and go, okay, I'm just going to fix this on my own. You need
No.
help. You need help. You need a therapist.
We think we can identify everything and we can fix things and or but we can't. I therapists when I have gone to therapy, they've really opened my eyes, you know. They've
Yeah.
made me think of things a different way. And my wife always said that I was doing better when I was going to therapy. Like
Yeah.
always
Yeah.
found, I used to come back from my old therapist Julie, and she was just like, you're always like a new man when you come home from that therapy session, you know. So,
I mean, for me, it always felt like there was a lot of validation. You know, we all know what it's like to just to be in our own heads, to be, you know, thinking bad things about yourself. I'm bad, I'm this, all these things. But when you talk to a therapist, yeah, they validate the fact that, yeah, you're just a human being, that you just have struggles, things have happened in your childhood, and they identify those things, and then they kind of validate it, and they also offer, you know, solutions to how you can get past that, right?
yeah, I mean, we all have to realize we're the bottom line is we're all just humans living the human experience. That's all we're
Yeah.
doing. We're like,
Yeah.
no, and I think the problem today with social media especially is we see these images of people's lives and what they're putting out up there, and we think, oh my goodness, why can't I live like that? How come their life is so perfect? And it's
Right.
just not true. It's just
It's
an
not.
image. It's a
No.
snapshot of something that they're portraying. It's not real. It's I'm
Absolutely.
not saying they're never happy. I'm not saying that, but
Yeah.
I know situations of people that you see them online and I know them, and it's just like, this is just not true. It's just
Right.
not true, you know.
Right. Yeah. And you made a comment as we were starting there, oh, there may be some people that can do 6 weeks of therapy and they're fine. I don't know about that. Like, you know, I
They
mean,
think they're fine anyway.
they think they're fine, but I think just, you know, backpedaling a little bit, like, certainly when we were younger, like, if you said you were going to a therapist, people for sure thought you were crazy. You were a
Absolutely.
crazy person. Like,
Absolutely. I used
you were
to,
going to.
if I heard somebody was going to therapy, I'm like, oh my goodness, what's happened to them? Like, they're really in bad shape. Like, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there were certainly some serious stigmas around it. I don't even know if there's a person on the planet actually nowadays who couldn't benefit from therapy. Like, literally,
Oh, I
like,
don't think. I think everybody could.
everyone should have a therapist, you know, to some degree or another. But as you
Well,
mentioned,
there used to be a thing when I was a kid that I remember thinking about this as a kid, like a teenager. A couple of my dad's friends had nervous breakdowns, and I remember it's like, oh my goodness, they've had nervous breakdowns, and they'd be checked into the we used to we in Moncton was called the J ward. It's not a good thing to say, but if you were going to J ward, right? Because I think that was just a letter on the ward, but it was the mental health. It's like, and they would check themselves in for a few weeks and then come out, and kind of they quit their jobs and they would do whatever, and they were having a nervous breakdown. But I don't know what a I think I thought that was a big traumatic thing. I don't think nervous breakdowns are that uncommon. And I don't know what they actually are.
I'm not even sure you can avoid it. I feel like, it's gone from like, I feel like everybody's going to go through some sort of like, I think it's that term turned into midlife crisis, which I mean, nowadays people talk about it like it's called like a midlife correction, where it's like you've been living one way a lot for a lot of your life and you realize it's not really who you are. And now all of a sudden you have to like completely deconstruct yourself and go in a completely other direction.
And I think there's a reason for that, because like I take someone like me, I wanted to be a dad, I wanted to be married, I thought I wanted to go work for my dad, I thought I made all these decisions when I was 19 years old. And all of a sudden I'm 55 and I realize that the 19-year-old me didn't know what he wanted to be, because I don't know if that's what I wanted to be. Now, it turns out I did want to be a dad and I did want to be a husband, but I don't know if I wanted to be a traveling salesman for my whole life. And I
No,
don't
probably
know,
not.
I actually know I didn't, I pays the bills, I'm good at it, but it's not who I am. And even take away the job part of it. Like, I'm a creative guy. I'm a writer. I like to create. I like to talk. I like to do podcasts, it turns out. I run a charity therapy group, addiction group, because I like helping people. That's what I want to do. And I, but that's why I think I need therapy, because I am working on getting into a course right now. But I mean, I've been talking about this for so long. If I had taken action 10 years ago, I could have been anything I wanted by now, but I am a procrastinator. I just am. And I'm not proud of that fact, but I am. I talk a good game. I mean it. I don't think I'm lying, but then life gets in the way. My job gets in the way. My health gets in the way. My mind gets in the way.
Well, again, identifying the problem is half the battle. So at least if you know you're a procrastinator, then you know that there's certain ways to alleviate yourself of procrastination.
Yeah, you gotta
So,
sometimes just do it.
you got to write it down, and then maybe you set a date, and then you got to, it's like, okay, and then you get it done. But, going back to where we were starting, as far as therapy goes, so like it can take a minute to figure out what you need from therapy, and it takes a minute to figure out whether the therapist that you're with is the right person for you. And it takes a minute to sort of get into what therapy looks and feels like. I think as men, again, and I'm only speaking from a male perspective because I am a male and that's how I identify. But I mean, when we were young, like, yeah, going back, like, again, if you had a therapist or like a shrink, as we called it back then, you were crazy. So that was like not an option. But you were also like, it wasn't cool to be emotional, right? Like, being emotional was not okay. Like, crying was definitely not okay. And the reality of therapy and all these things is like you start delving into, your past. You start delving into your childhood for sure, because that's where the root of most of these traumas are coming from. You're going to like look at some tough shit and you're gonna cry. You're gonna like be angry. There's a lot of stuff that's gonna come up. But I think it is so important to release yourself of those things in order to like truly be who you want to be, to like truly like be open and to be emotional, to share with others like that. I think without therapy, it's going to be really difficult.
It is. And I think people get caught in these being that way their whole life. And it becomes accepted. Like even their children or their family or their friends will be like, "Oh, well, that's the way he is. He's a grouch. He's a this. He's a that." And I don't think it's necessarily. No, I know it's not a good way to be. I mean, therapy. There's so many pros to therapy. There's coping skills. There's self-awareness. I'd made myself some notes just so I could remember. There's emotional support. I mean, if you're going through something, self-awareness is a big one, just to be aware and to learn coping skills, to learn how to deal with those emotions when they came up. That was a big part for me. And it can improve your relationship with your friends, your family, your kids. It can do so much for you.
Immensely,
It's
immensely.
huge.
Yeah, and it and I, I think ultimately the biggest goal, I think, is to improve, and this sounds a little strange, it's to improve your relationship with yourself. Like it's to learn to know yourself. I know for me, I've in therapy, I've learned to understand the triggers that I have. Maybe not everyone knows the term trigger, but it's like it's usually it's an external influence that causes you to go into a certain mood.
Yes.
For me, one of the big ones is defensiveness. I go into defensiveness. I go into I'm not good enough. When people around me, when people around me aren't, I don't know how to, I don't want to bring up specifics, but like if somebody around me isn't happy with something I'm doing, I immediately go into I'm not good enough. And like, kind of it's like, fuck you, I'm good enough. I'm good. I go into this defensive, like, and it's bad. It is bad. It's a terrible communication style. I can tell that I'm emulating what I'm feeling inside onto the other person, right?
Absolutely.
It's
I
that's the
think
way.
I have a bad habit of making everything. I think everything's about me. Everything's about me. If I text you and you don't text me back, I will have that within 2 hours. I'll have gone from, "Oh, he didn't text me back. Oh, well, I wonder why he didn't text you back. Oh, he must be mad at me. Oh, well, he must hate me. Oh, well, we're never going to talk again. Oh," and then 3 hours later, it's like, "Oh yeah, I was shoveling. I didn't get to." I'm like, "What? Oh, it
He
wasn't about me.
hates me.
Oh,
I'm not good enough.
oh
What,
yeah, oh
It's
yeah."
like,
I can go down the rabbit. I can go down the
oh
rabbit
my
hole
God.
so fast, so fast. And it's with everybody. I mean, call my boss. My boss doesn't call me back. I'm like, "Oh, I'm getting fired." Like, "No, you're not."
It's
It's crazy how I go that way.
And I it's interesting because in my meditation this morning, she often, there's a theme, and it's and today it was the insanity of the mind. And the reality is that we all are insane in our own minds. We are. We any one of us, anybody listening today, anybody who, can has all been in that scenario that you're talking about, where you go from one thing and you just take it into this fucking,
Oh yeah.
you take it into the ether to the point where it is just like, the whole world is blowing up around you. But what she said this morning was like, you know what? Just accept that that happens. So as soon as you just accept it and you go, oh well, I'm just going fucking mental today, ha ha
Me,
ha,
I'm crazy.
like you just if you are able to just laugh it off and then just go, okay, well, it's kind of like this too shall pass. Well, here I'm going crazy in my head, but oh well, it's gonna be all right, right?
Yeah.
It's that acceptance, and we've talked about acceptance for sure. That's definitely been a topic. It's acceptance, and it's also just like staying in the now, right?
Right.
Like if you just go, okay, well, if I just stay in the present instead of getting ahead of myself or going into the past, like
And the whole, it's like my wife says it in a nice way, but the whole world does not revolve around me. Not everything is about me. And
no.
I don't do it in a way that I think I'm important. I don't mean that. I just
No,
think that
no.
everything, and it could be, I remember, I think I said this a while ago, but I remember I texted my oldest friend one day and he didn't get back to me. And by the time he got to the text, he was like, "What are you wrong with you?" Like, I was like,
I
"You're
know.
mad at
You've
me." And
mentioned
he's
this
like,
one a
"I
few
was
times.
just working, man. Like, what are you doing?" Like,
Look, and I'm not going to therapize you on the show
Sure.
today because I'm not a therapist, but there's a whole bunch of things. Like we know because you've talked about them, you have abandonment stuff in your life. We know this.
Yes.
So when somebody doesn't respond to you, you feel abandoned. Like, and these are the,
And I always feel like I've done something. I always feel like it's my fault. Like, what have I done?
Right.
What have I done?
Yeah.
I'm
Yeah.
apologizing. I haven't even done anything, but I'm like, I'm sorry, man. Whatever I've done, I don't. And I start sounding like a little child who needs like please, like help me, help me, help me. And it's
And
not good.
this is the great that's a great segue. You not only you are being a little child in that.
Yes.
That's the whole point, right? That and that's what therapy uncovers. What actually happens is, it's like that's 8-year-old Sean. You're being 8-year-old Sean, whose parents weren't there when you got home from school, and you felt abandoned, or your dad had gone away on a business trip, and you thought they were never going to come back, and so you go into this panic mode of like, holy fuck, I'm alone. Where is everybody? Why aren't they talking to me?
Yes,
And
you're right.
that is exactly what you're doing, right? I
I
mean,
was always scared of being alone. I remember one time when my dad and mom broke up one time. I lived in Truro, so that means I was only 6 years old. Chris, I remember it like it was yesterday, and I have a bad memory. I remember I was down at my friend's house. I saw my dad throwing the stuff in the back of the trunk, but it was like a Saturday, so like that didn't make sense. And I started racing. Sounds like a movie, but this happened. I started racing home on my trike to get back home, and he pulled out. The next few days were hell. We were up in Moncton. Mom was crying. I didn't know what was going on. My dad, and they made up, but it left an indelible mark on me. It just really
It did.
hurt.
And of course it did. And it would leave an indelible mark on anyone, right? This is the normality of who you are. Like, so many people have experienced this kind of stuff. And worse, of course, a lot worse.
Oh, of
Physical abuse,
course, of
sexual
course.
abuse, all, like, there's so many levels that, like, I thank God that although I have my own stuff too, like, compared to other people, it is minuscule. And I'm not
But
diminishing how it's affected me.
pain is personal, right? We can
100%.
only
And
deal with
so,
our own pain, our own point of view. That's all we have. It's all
to
we have.
your point, yeah. And then, but I guess to your point is, we may be able to sort of intellectualize it, but we're not really dealing with it. Unless we are talking to a therapist about it, we are not relieving ourselves of it, right?
Right.
We still, although some of the behaviors for many years may have been unconscious, and we were reacting unconsciously, maybe we're bringing them into our consciousness these days, but until someone, kind of explains to us how we let that go and move forward, we're not letting it go. It's still continuing to enter into our lives. And again, that's exactly, just to kind of segue a little bit, like, therapy, of course, it can be expensive. Not everybody has benefits and things. Benefits, of course, are amazing because you can get a lot of therapy for almost free. But there are group therapy, sessions, which, again, probably a little trickier, but on a higher level, maybe it's easy to just sit and listen to other people. I mean, I know for me, AA was very therapeutic. I know the GA and different things were therapeutic because you realize you're not alone, right? But at the end of
Compensate.
the day, like, yeah, therapy is like, yeah, it's just it's identifying these past experiences and how they're affecting you in your daily life.
Right. And I like what you said about the cost because I don't have coverage, and that's when I did quit last time, it was over money. I didn't have the
Yeah,
money. But
I know.
I also know that I've got to make it a priority. Because I got to knock something else out to make sure that I
Yeah.
can't afford it because I think it's that important.
Yeah.
And I like BetterHelp. I do BetterHelp last. It's online, and I like it
Yeah.
because if you don't like your therapist, you can change for no cost. You say, no, I don't like
And
this person.
again,
They take care of it. I love it.
I can't stress enough because, again, I've had a few myself, and like, they were great people, but they didn't communicate the way I wanted, and I knew that. I mean, so there's nothing wrong with ending a relationship with a therapist, like they would have people that come and go all the time, right? So I think finding the right one, finding the right person is really essential.
Yes, and I do worry, and this is going to sound opinionated, and it is. I think there's some people getting therapy that's not the right kind of therapy because I don't think they're being honest about themselves. And I know I wear my heart on my sleeve, I know that, but
Yeah.
I know a couple situations where I feel people, and I'm just guessing, I'm just
Yeah.
assuming, but I think they're getting therapy. But everything seems to be everyone else's fault. And I'm
Okay,
like,
well.
I don't think you're being honest. That's not your therapist's fault if you're not telling them the truth. But maybe it is your therapist's fault because maybe they're not digging in hard enough. But you've got to go to therapy, in my uneducated opinion, and you've got to be honest. You've got to go
Yeah.
in there and say, this is who I am. This is my life. And your therapist has to catch up. They don't know
Hey,
you,
I don't.
your family.
Yeah.
You've got to be honest about who you are. You can't just go in and say, well, you know what? I'm near perfect, but everything is everyone else's fault. It's Shonda's fault, it's Chris's fault, it's my dad's fault, it's my mom's fault. I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
it's
of
just
course.
can't go, you can't go in like that.
Of course, I'm not going to disagree with you in any way, but I think for some people, honesty takes a minute.
Yeah, it does.
You
It
know,
does.
I mean, if you're used to like telling lies your whole life, it's gonna take you a minute to be honest. I mean, I think you and I are honest with each other, and that's why I value our relationship so much. But it sometimes people aren't available for honesty, and so you don't give
You're right.
everything up to them. And I mean, I've been
I
fortunate, I
told
think,
you
with
I
a
like
couple.
that shirt, so I guess I'm not always honest.
It's so
I'm just kidding.
tropical on a snowy day. I love it. And I don't, you know, it doesn't bother me. It
I'm
doesn't bother
actually
me if you don't
kidding.
like
I
it. Of
actually
course,
do
I
like that
don't care.
shirt. I just
I
had to be
don't.
an asshole.
Huh?
If I can't be an asshole at least once, I don't know.
It's fine.
I like
But
it.
I think, look, the more honest you are, the more it'll help. Let's be
Right.
honest. That's
Let's be honest. And if
the
you're not
bottom
going to
line.
go in being honest, you're wasting your money. I mean, if you're not going to eventually tell the truth and really try to dig into your problems, you
Of
are
course.
wasting your money.
Yeah, look, and if you want to waste your money, go ahead and waste your money. That's fine with me. It doesn't matter, but you're not going to get as much out of it as you
No,
could. Of course
exactly.
not.
And
Yeah.
there's some other things, like it's time consuming. Some people, you know, they're
Yeah.
busy. It's hard to fit it in. There's an emotional discomfort the first time you talk to a therapist,
Yeah.
or anytime you talk to a therapist, you can be uncomfortable, especially for men. Well, I don't want to say that. I don't mean especially for men. I can only talk like a man, but
You can.
I know men. When in my generation, we were brought up that we had to be a man. We were always told to man up. You suck it up. You had
Yeah.
to. And I grew up that way. I had my wife not working for probably 15 years of my life where I was supporting us solely. And when she did go back to work, Chris, you have no idea what a failure I felt like. I
I'm
felt like
sure.
a
I know.
total
I
failure.
understand.
Even though
Yeah.
everybody else's wife I knew was working,
Yeah.
everyone was double income trying to, but I had this thing like, if I'm not paying for the bills for my wife and my kids, then I am a complete failure.
Yeah, and that was just training from your dad and his dad and whatever else before that, and society in general. We all know that's not necessary anymore, right? But whatever. That, you
That's the
know,
way
that
I
and
was
that.
trained, though. My mom
No,
didn't
I
work.
know. I
Dad took
know.
care of the bills, and you were the man of the house.
Yeah.
And I never took that role, like as far as like, you know, I need the biggest piece of meat or anything like that. I was always generous with my kids and my family, but
Yeah.
I just, and I, and you know what? I need therapy because there's still a part of me that feels that way. My wife
Absolutely.
works. She does a great job.
Yeah.
She's helped. We couldn't get by without her, but
Yeah.
I still feel guilty that she has to go off to work. Isn't it's
Yeah, and that. And again, you know, there's another, you know, that's a good word, guilt. Like guilt is like I read it. You know, you got the book. I'm not calling you out or anything. I don't know where you are, but you know,
I'm not
healing the
through it,
shame
but
reminds you, the John
I'm
Bradshaw.
part
It's
way
all
through.
about guilt. It's all about guilt. It's guilt that we get from our parents because we didn't, you know, do great in school, or we didn't get the job that they thought we should get, all this stuff. And it's just like from the minute you're born till the minute you die, there's just shit. Like there's just stuff that happens in life that causes behavioral problems. And like, I guess again, like the reason we're talking about therapy, and I think it's very, very much accepted these days, which is amazing because it is just so beneficial. Like I don't know why this, like I've always thought about mountain climbing. I've always just thought mountain climbing was so cool. And so I was thinking about like, being a mountain climber and therapy did this week. And I'm like, I like, yeah, I could climb a little mountain on my own, but if I want to climb Mount Everest, I'm not going up there by myself because I'm fucked. I'm at, like, so this is like,
And it costs like 100 G's to do it. You got to hire
well, it costs
Sherpas.
like, yeah. And so forget about the money. Like, but the point is, like, you can't do this kind of stuff on your own. You
No,
can't
you're right.
therapize
You're right.
yourself. You need a professional to help you.
I was
And then
laughing
that's.
because I've always thought climbing mountains was the scariest, stupidest thing to do. I don't,
Oh,
I'm scared of heights, but I'm just like, you see people get up in these mountains and they freeze to death. I'm like, well, you wouldn't have froze to death if you were up in the fucking
yeah. No,
mountain.
you wouldn't.
Going
No,
up
you
there, what
wouldn't.
are you doing
I
up
know.
there? Like, come on. But it's the other people, you'll say to them, why'd you climb the mountain? Well, because it was there. I had to
Because it
climb.
was there for sure.
My boss, my boss at South Shore, he climbed, it wasn't Mount Everest, but it was one of the big ones. He went up a big one, and it's pretty impressive. And I had another boss that was running triathlons, like Ironman stuff, and that blew me away. Like that's a huge accomplishment to be able to do
It
that.
is. I think it's just as big as an accomplishment to figure out your own shit and
Yes,
become
I'm
a
do
better person.
I've run the mental Ironman for sure.
Exactly.
The no,
Life is a mental Iron Man.
and I think some people, and I can get like this. I know I'm bad for always saying some people. I gotta speak for myself, but sometimes I get to the point where I don't want therapy and I don't want to talk about this stuff. Because it's like you just feel like I just don't always be wrapped up in this shit. I just want to get
I
up
know.
and eat my breakfast and do my job and watch a movie and go to bed, but it's just not the reality. It doesn't work that way because life does get in the way. Life is messy. Life is complicated. Life is dirty. Life is a problem. And we have to not just deal with all that stuff I just said, but then we interject ourselves in other people's lives, and we have to deal with their shit, and they have to deal with our shit. And like I've been married for 35 years, and I dated her for a few years before that. So I've been with my wife a hell of a lot longer than I wasn't with her, and we have to coexist, and we have to deal with each other's shit, as well as her own shit. No wonder we need therapy. And then we have kids who I take on the guilt for their problems. And I've had some issues where I deservedly so called out on some of the stuff I did as a father. But you know this. Being a father or a husband or a son or a friend, there's no rule book, there's no guidebook, there's no instructions. No one told us how to do any of this,
No, there are some books, but they're not,
Well, I can't read, If it's not Batman, I'm
Oh.
probably not reading
Look,
it.
I totally get what you're saying, and going back to what you were saying, as far as unpacking stuff and dealing with stuff, yeah, sure, it's so much easier to just like go, okay, fuck it, I'm gonna watch TV, I'm gonna eat chips, I'm gonna go fuck, like I'm gonna tune out. And look, we've both tuned out. I've gone went we you went many years in a fully fucking tuned out mode, right?
Absolutely.
And I did too. But but once you get past that and you come to a point where you're like, well, fuck that tuning out thing, that didn't really work very well.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, you make a decision or you don't. It's everyone who's listening or whatever. You can do whatever it is that you want to do, but at the end of the day, yes, therapy is hard. It's fucking sometimes you're like, oh, I don't want to do this. It's painful. You might cry. There's all kinds of stuff, but I think when you're kind of striving to just be better, be a better dad or a better friend or a better husband or a better, whatever, uncle, whatever. It does require work. It
It does.
does. And look, there are other ways. Like a therapist, I think is probably one going to be one of the best. But like I said, group therapy, there are books you can read for sure, and you can certainly gain some insight. I was just thinking before we came on, like different types of therapy. Music therapy is a thing. Art therapy is a thing. Sports therapy is a thing. There are kinds of things that you can just do. You can listen to music just to feel, to soothe who you are and feel better. There's a lot of different ways. Exercise therapy, sports, like I said, but so there are a lot of kind of different methods to kind of just to get to a better place. And while you were talking, also, I'm always reminded of, we went through this list. I can't remember exactly what it was, but the one thing on the list was peace of mind.
Yeah, that's what I've
And
been
I
saying.
said, you said, if I could just get to there one day,
Yep.
that would be it.
Goal
And
number
I
one.
think that that's what you get from therapy, is at some point, maybe if you're lucky, you could find that spot.
Well, I think I said it on our first podcast. All I ever wanted was peace of mind. Just wake up one morning and within 5 minutes not be totally scared of something, you know?
Right.
I
And
sort of Damocles hangs over my head all the time, and
right.
I think it hangs over a lot of people's heads,
It
you know.
does if you identify it as that. If you don't, it doesn't. Then again, this is the insanity of the mind. If you just accept where you are today, make the most of today, try to stay out of your own head, be grateful, all these little things. And other forms of therapy, which again, I've talked about a lot on this show. Meditation for sure is a form of therapy. You get out of your own head and you kind of have a peaceful time. I mean, I like prayer, I like exercise, all these little things that you kind of can just try to stack up in a day. They're all kind of forms of therapy because they do. When you add them all up, they do give you a little bit more peace of mind every day. And I think when I think of therapy, I think of like getting rid of past stuff, identifying it, trying to work through it, but also kind of just working toward just a peaceful peace of mind existence, right?
Yep. No, that's exactly right. And I know I just want to be, I want to be a positive in the people in my life. You know, I want to be a positive part of their life. I want, if I go out tomorrow and get hit by a truck and I'm gone, I want people to have good thoughts about me and remember me that I was a good guy. That's all I really want. I mean, I don't want to, it, I don't, and I don't think it, I don't care if people think, oh, well, he died and he owned six trucks and eight cars and three houses. I don't think that really matters to me. I don't think that matters. I hope people have more good memories than bad of me, you know? And I feel with my addiction, I put in some bad years there, and I've been
Yeah,
working
of
very
course.
hard to gain those back. And you know,
Yeah, I
March
get it.
1st is creeping up on me. March 1st is eight. I'm going to be 8 years clean of my addiction March 1st. Yes, thank you. I'm very proud of that moment.
Yeah, you should be, man. That's a huge deal.
But it looms large when it comes. It's a funny day. It's a day of celebration, but it's also a day that I'm like, I really reflect on what I did as an addict. And I think all the time, why my wife stayed with me, I don't know. She loves me, yes, but I don't know if that was enough to keep her. I don't know. And I think my wife could use therapy just to talk about me, but
I'm
that's
sure
not
she
really,
could,
she's
but
not really that type of person. She's very, she gets up, she goes to work, she takes care of the house, she takes, you know, she works hard. She's just that type of person. She's very logical the way she looks at things, where I'm an emotional wreck and she's not, you know.
Yeah.
We're just two different people, but I think that's what's kept us together. We're the yin and the yang, you know. Like I'm a bit of a romantic. I don't know. It is.
I think you know what? Like the more years you stack up sober versus the years that you were an addict, you know, those, I think that those things fade away. And I think just as we're talking about today, like with therapy, the things, you know, that have affected your life, the past experiences, the traumas, you know, when you do start to look at them and address them, that you are able to like take them out of that box in your brain and like throw them in the garbage eventually, right? And yeah, I mean, you know, part of the reason you talked about your letter on the show, on the Jordan Harbinger show, and it got us to this conversation today about therapy. You and I have both talked about our experiences in therapy. But it got us here today because of a very traumatic event in your life. And, you know, I'm sure that at some point you're not looking to, you know, eliminate the memory of your mom, but you're definitely looking to like be at peace with the events surrounding her death. And you know, when you can get past that and be free of that and not kind of feel like you're dragging that around as a burden, as a pain that you live with, that would be something that I'm sure you would say, okay, wow, that's a relief. That is a
You're right. It
that is
would
a
be.
lift. Like, and I think it's that, you know, I have a recommendation today. I think we're kind of getting close to the hour mark here, but it is like peace of mind also is to me, it's like it's enlightenment. And enlightenment is feeling light, right? It's getting to a point of feeling light. And the only way you're going to feel light is if you let go of the stuff you're kind of dragging around with you, right?
Right. You're right.
And that is like, I think that that's, you can, like, again, I don't know, I'm going to say it again. Therapy is definitely one way, but like being in around people, like you say, like being around people, affecting people in a positive way, which is certainly what we're trying to do on this show. We're just trying to like get conversation out there with like-minded people who may not be having these conversations about therapy, and just saying these are all the ways that we're working on feeling lighter, feeling better,
Yeah, and I
and
think I gotta lead by example as a
they
chivalrous
work.
guy.
They
I've
work,
got,
yeah.
I think, going to therapy. I hope that as these podcasts go on, that I get back in therapy. I hope that I can talk about the changes that it's done and how it's helping again and what it's doing well for me, you know. But you brought up the Jordan Harbinger show again. It's one of my favorite podcasts. They're great guys, Jordan and Gabe. But if anyone, you know, it is an anonymous letter I wrote in, but I'm always very open with my life, probably too open. But if anyone's interested in listening to the letter, it is in episode 1107. He's got over 1,000 podcasts, but episode 1107 of the Jordan Harbinger Show, which is available on all the major, you know, Spotify, Amazon, Apple. I'm the third story in. I think once you hear it, you'll recognize me.
Yeah, it's around the hour mark, I feel like
Yeah.
somewhere around.
But it's if you know me, it's a bit of a tough listen, but I think it is a little eye-opening. I think it's worth a listen if you're interested. I think it as far as what we're talking about. I don't mean I want you to listen to it because, oh, look at me. I just want you to listen to it because it's a really good example of what we're talking about today.
For sure.
It's
For
really,
sure,
I think
it is.
they have a good way of explaining things and tackling things. They've been doing it for a long time. Anyway, if you're interested, take a listen. I'm going to try to be a little better at posting notes on these when I post these podcasts. So I will try to put a link to it if anyone's interested. And you know, anybody listening to our podcast, I know there's a few people I would really appreciate too if they all say, but if you could follow us, that would be huge. Just click follow, rate us. Like I know on Spotify, it takes 2 seconds to just press a star, you know, five stars, four stars, whatever you think, rate us. And share us. I mean, I share it on Facebook. I got to learn better how to share, but if you can just click share, maybe it gets us a couple more people listening. And I think we're just trying to help people. You know,
I
we're not here
mean,
to be, we're not trying to
and
do
it's
anything.
yeah, it's not like it's not like we're trying to like get famous here or anything. We're just really trying to share this with as many people as we can. And we had a situation recently where we were hoping for a guest, and he kind of gave us the, well, mate, wait until you guys are a little bigger. I mean, it all helps. So if we just get a few more
Right.
people following us and a few more ratings and stuff, I mean,
And
yeah.
that being said, anybody listening, if you have a something you want to talk about, we will take you on as a guest. Tell us what you want to talk about. You can come on and talk
Absolutely.
with us. We're
Absolutely.
always interested, or if you've got a subject you think we should talk about, or if you've got a particular incident you want us to talk about, even if we want it anonymous, we're not experts, but I think we've both lived a lot of life. And I think we might have, I don't know, whatever.
What do we got? We got like 112 years of combined experience.
Exactly.
That's
Yeah.
not bad.
Exactly. So I'm gonna recommend a couple books that I've recommended before, I think,
Awesome.
but I really like them. I just read this one again. This is one of them's just a little workbook I do, but this is Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And this is actually Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Men.
Oh,
So
awesome.
it's written particularly for men. And it's,
Love it.
it is about not sweating the small stuff.
Perfect.
There it's just to try to just take life in a little bit of, a little bit in
Like when
stride.
somebody doesn't text you back for 3 hours, just don't sweat
Exactly. Exactly.
it.
And the other one I've recommended before too, it's from a famous guy named Paul Scheer. He's an actor, comedian, podcaster, but
Cool.
he wrote this. It's about his own life. It's The Joyful Recollection of Trauma. And I'll tell you, what a
Okay.
great read. I love this guy,
Awesome.
but he had a traumatic life, and he's like most kids, he didn't even realize how bad it was until he would say stuff and people would talk, look at him, go, "Are you serious? That really
Yeah,
happened to you?"
yeah,
Like, his
yeah. I
stepdad
know.
was just a monster. But as kids, all we know is what's in our home, right?
Absolutely.
So that's the norm. We think that's the norm. I mean, it is what it is. Well, you got a recommendation today?
I do. It's called Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse.
Wow.
Yeah,
Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse.
it was written in 1922, so it's coming up on the 100-year anniversary. I'll read the little narrative at the back here. Dissatisfied with the life he has experienced, Siddhartha, the handsome son of a Brahmin, leaves his family and his friend Govinda in search of a higher state of being. Having experienced the myriad forms of existence, from immense wealth and luxury to the pleasures of sensual and paternal love, Siddhartha finally settles down beside a river where a humble ferryman teaches him his most valuable lesson yet.
Wow.
It's like a really kind of very simplistic but elegant read, and it's really about a spiritual journey and just finding peace. So I thought it was very fitting for today. It's a famous book. He won the Nobel Prize in, I think, 1956 or something. But
Okay, I'll check it out. I never heard of it. I never heard of it.
Siddhartha. Yeah.
This is, I guess this is a recommendation, but I watched the movie The Life of Pi. It's one of my favorite movies.
Oh boy, yeah, it's amazing.
If anyone hasn't watched that movie, watch it, because it's
Oh
incredible.
boy, it is
It's
incredible.
incredible. My goodness, I like that movie. It's really, anyway, if you haven't watched Life of Pi, watch it, and it's very
Existential.
incredible.
I haven't. I think I've only seen it once, but as soon as you say it, it's like, oh, I wonder if I could watch that again. But yeah,
Yeah.
that's a great movie.
Yeah, it really is. Well, listen, I'm glad we got to do this today.
Yeah, me too.
Happy family day.
Happy family day to you too.
Hopefully it stops it. I mean, it's a good day to do a podcast. You're definitely part of my family.
Yeah, you are too.
And this is therapy for me, so that's a good thing too. I mean, I've said it before. I think, I like this podcast because I get to talk to my friend for an hour, and it's good for me. It's it because I have other friends and other things, but how often do you sit down with a friend and just talk for an hour? It doesn't happen that much. It doesn't happen enough
It's
for me.
great. It's amazing. And I know this may sound a little strange, but I feel like we're all family. Like everybody on earth, every human being, we're all family. We're all trying to just get through this crazy journey together.
Yeah,
And
and
you
we
know.
and we're all gonna just get old and die. I know that sounds depressing, but I watched that Saturday Night Live special, and Paul
Yeah.
Simon was on it, and Paul McCartney was on it, and some other people. And I gotta tell you, Paul Simon and Paul McCartney, they look like old men, and
Oh
they're in their
yeah, of course
80s.
they
They
are old
are
men.
old men, but they're really
Yeah.
starting to look old. And I just realized, like, none of us are getting out of life. None
No, we're not.
of
We're
us,
not.
right? And we've only got so many years, and time flies. And
It does.
50 years from now, most people we know, we won't even be around,
No. Unless the yeah, no, forget
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. But unless that thing we're working on comes through. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. We won't get into that. Well, anyway, yeah, happy
Another
family
podcast.
day, if you need to get some therapy, get out there and get some therapy, and let's all get towards enlightenment and peace of mind.
Peace of mind. Peace,
Yeah.
brother. All
Love you,
right.
brother.
Love you.
Always looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it. A spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday. Yeah. They don't want them a good man.
Bye.
See you, brother. Love you.